ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नाम श्रेष्ठं मनमपि शचीपुत्रमत्रस्वरूपं रूपं तस्याग्रजमुरुपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवतीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमः राधिकामाधवाशं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथितः कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता शिवशाखान्वितांश्च हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्री विष्णु सहस्र नाम नेम 620 द नेम इज लोक त्रयाश्रयः In Tamil, that could become loga or loha. Three kinds of iron. So the meaning of this name is very easy to understand. Loka means worlds. Traya means three. Traya, Sanskrit, comes to three in English. And ashraya means the shelter. So Lord Vishnu is the shelter of all the three worlds. How's the view back there? I don't have eyes in the back of my head. I can't see everywhere, and I'm not supposed to turn around because there's some recording going on. Looks pretty good, that view this way.
It's plain.
It looks plain. Why?
Trees are not too tall.
Trees, it's probably a bit hazy, isn't it? Aapka kya raay? Sundar dikhte hain. So it looks quite nice. I'm sure it looks better than the view you have outside your window in the metropolis of Mysuru or Bangalore.
Yeah, definitely.
Or Kolkata. No, not Ru. Kolkata. Kalimata. Ashur dear, gola kate. Erarto, keotik janena. Anyway, it looks better than the average view. It looks nice. It's not the most beautiful scene in all the three worlds. There are more beautiful places, no doubt. But it's just one small place in all the vast three worlds. Three worlds, what does that mean? Well, there are the upper planetary systems, the middle planetary systems, and the lower planetary systems. This has got nothing to do with modern cosmology. It refers to the places where the pious people go, the impious people go, and the in-betweeners. That's us. We're somewhere here in the middle. Urdvanga chanti sadvasta madhye tishtanti rajasaha jaganya guna vritisto adho gachanti tamasaha. Persons in sattva guna, the mode of goodness, they go up. Persons in rajaguna, the mode of passion, they tishtanti, they remain in the middle area. And those who are in the abominable mode of ignorance, they go down. So there are three worlds in the Vedic cosmological understanding, which has got very little to do with the modern idea of how the universe is seen, or modern ideas, we should say, because it's not different. Astronomers have different ideas. They all look through the same telescopes, but they come up with different conclusions about what they're seeing, or what they see on the computer screen nowadays. They don't exactly look through a telescope. They look at a computer screen, which is what everyone does pretty much, right? There's, you know, half the world's looking at a computer screen. If they're not looking at a computer screen, they're looking at some iPod or something like that. That's how you pass your days also, is it? Looking at a computer screen. I do too. I'm writing books. three worlds. And everything in the three worlds is summed up by Krishna in two words in Bhagavad Gita: Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. Everything here is miserable and temporary. It's a horrible place. Where do you go? What do you do? We're assaulted on all sides by misery, in the form of birth, death, old age and disease, adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidaivik klesh, miseries pertaining to our body. Yeah, you may. There are all kinds of different kinds of pains which come about in the body, which we can't even say. Just starts, gets a rash, itching, or feel nauseous. Yeah, all kinds of bodily pains. And then mental pains also. Depression, anxiety, tension, anger. Anger is also a kind of pain, because you don't feel happy when you're angry. Desire, that's also a kind of pain. So when you're desiring something, that means we don't have it, so we feel incomplete. So in various ways, we're tortured by the body and the mind. Adhibhautik klesh, we're tortured by other living beings. And modern society is set up in such a way that people are always in competition with each other, instead of cooperation. Competition is the norm. Of course, there's some level of cooperation, but people are pretty much on their own. The society is set up like that. The big me. The most important thing in my life is me. And therefore we have, for instance, gender wars going on. We have here present with us a MRA, men's rights activist, who protests against the effects of feminism, which comes out of the philosophy, or if you're not exactly a philosophy, but the idea that it's all these different ideas come out of the misunderstanding that we're here to enjoy this world, and so let me have the most that I can in this one life, and no one should obstruct that. Rights, it is my right. Whereas in Vedic culture, duties are stressed more. So that decreases, or the idea is that in a well-functioning society, everyone should be responsible for others also. Not just thinking about myself. So modern society exacerbates the adhibhautik, that different living creatures are giving misery to each other. A big fish eats a smaller fish. And small fish eat the big fish also. How can a small fish eat a big fish? Well, it's just like a mosquito is much smaller. The body of a mosquito is much smaller, but it's still, the mosquito eats us. It means he doesn't swallow us whole, but it takes a little bit. So a little fish can nibble away at the big fish. So in this way, this whole world is full of envy and So different living beings are giving difficulty to each other. The daivik klesh, under the supervision of the higher beings, there is rainfall, sometimes too much, sometimes not enough, sometimes there are earthquakes, sometimes there are tsunamis. So in this way, all right, very nice. Well, this is not adibhautik klesh. This is a offering of love, very nicely made. These flowers came from this tree here? From another tree. We have that tree, hundreds of flowers every day. Huh? So it's not, you may say, well, it's not all bad. Well, yeah, there is love in this world also, but that's also temporary. And the love in this world that is exchanged, that's at the basis of it is, what do I get out of it? Which is why there's so much divorce in the modern age. Because people are not thinking in terms of giving, they're thinking in terms of, what can I get from others? So there are all these difficulties, and sometimes we may be in a somewhat comfortable situation, but at other times we can be in an extremely horrible situation. Birth after birth, we go through various situations. Who would like to go to Syria? Amid all the, of course, you don't get much news here, sitting on this hill and growing various crops and chanting Hare Krishna, but you've probably heard there's, it's a bit died down now, but there's been war going on there for years. Completely horrible situation. And presumably there has been in this area of the world also. Practically speaking, although probably most Indians wouldn't want to admit it, but this, what is now called India, this whole land, it became more peaceful overall when the British unified it. Otherwise, there were all kinds of wars going on here and there, left and right, front and back. Here in this area, there were different, what's now called Tamil Nadu, there were the Pandya kings and the Pallava kings and the Chola kings, and they're all fighting. Then the Muslims came in and they also established, and then the British overcame the, there was in Arcot, some Nawab like this. So it was, the situation was, you can be in a village growing your crops peacefully and all of a sudden someone just comes in and kills everyone and takes everything away. In Bangladesh, I just arrived in a village once and everyone was completely upset because the rice crop, which is what they live on, had just been cut. Well, that's nothing to get upset. Yeah, but it was cut by, not by the people who grew the rice. A gang came in and they just cut it themselves and took it all away. There's nothing the village people could do about it. So there's no law and order. It becomes a completely hellish situation. So there's no shelter. Where is the shelter in this world? We may think we're living very peacefully and safely and nicely, but at any time, disaster can strike, and it will strike in the form of death eventually, however peacefully and nicely and happily we may think that we're living. So really the shelter is Krishna. Samashrita ye padda pallava plavang mahat padang punya yasho marare bhavambadeya vatsa padang parang padang parang padang 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 yadva padang natesham. You know that verse? You know? Can you? Padang padang yadva padang natesham means that at every step there is danger in this world. There's no guarantee. Even literally, every step. You don't know, you put a step and there can be an earthquake. And then there's, or you can be bitten by a snake. So there's danger at every step. But we can take shelter at the lotus feet of Murari. Krishna's one name, Murari. He killed the Mura demon. He has so many names. Shakatari means he killed the Kat demon. Aghari means the enemy of the demon, Aga. And Aga also means sin. Can you imagine giving someone the name Aga means sin? How about that? Sometimes people can be called Bhagavan. So a boy may be given the name Bhagavan. You could also give the name Aghavan. That name also comes in the Bhagavatam. Means who is full of... Bhagavan means full of all opulences, and Aghavan means full of all sin. There's a demon by that name, and Krishna killed him. So Krishna kills all the demons. So we can take shelter of him. If he can kill all these demons. What are the biggest demons that are affecting us all the time? What are our greatest enemies? Who are the great enemies? They're called Shararipu, six enemies. We're all suffering from Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. These are six, and there are others also. Hunger, thirst, exhaustion. Six enemies. Kam, Krodh, I better say that in English. Kam, desire, material desire. Krodh, anger, includes frustration. Krodh, lobh, greed. Moha, illusion. Mada, pride. People become so proud. If they're a little bit better than others, they become proud. And then Matsarya. If you're better than someone, you become proud, and if you see someone better than you, you become envious. These are our enemies, because they cover our consciousness, our pure consciousness. So Krishna, we can take shelter of him. Everyone in the three worlds can take shelter of Krishna. Actually, everyone in the three worlds is sheltered by Krishna already. It's just a matter of recognizing it. Even the demons, they're also relying on Krishna. They think, so much have I done by my own endeavor. Idam adya maya labdham. I got so much by my own endeavor, but they don't know. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko yo bahudha vidadhati kaman. Krishna is the one, and we are many, and Krishna, he fulfills all the needs just around us. You can see growing these sago tapioca plants. Tapioca plant, that's a great translation. You're living among the tapioca plants, you must know the Tamil. There must be some Tamil word for that, huh? Yeah, okay, tell them. You don't have to tell me, because in this lifetime, I don't plan to learn Tamil. Maybe next time round. Maybe I'll be one of the little Gurukul boys. Make your Gurukul good here, because... Make your Gurukul good here, please, because I'd probably be coming back to one of them. And I won't be choosing. We don't choose where we go next. We can to some extent. By leading our life, we can choose where we're going to some extent, but ultimately everything's in Krishna's hands. So Krishna is already sheltering everyone. Some recognize and some don't. That's the difference. Keho mane, keho na mane, shab tar dash. Jena mane tar hoy nijapape nash, something like that, I can't remember exactly. From Chaitanya Charitamrita. Some people recognize and some people don't recognize, but everyone is his servant. Those who don't recognize, by that fault, she doshe, they are destroyed. So simply we have to recognize that we're all actually in the shelter of Krishna. Whether we recognize it or not, we are. Everything rests in Krishna. Nothing is separate from Krishna. We think we are growing the crops, but we should understand it's Krishna's arrangement. whether there's enough rain or not enough rain or too much rain. It's all in the hands of Krishna. We're tiny little beings. We're dependent on Krishna. Simply we have to recognize everything in the three worlds. Even beyond the three worlds, Golok Vrindavan, Baladev Vidyabhushan, he gives this understanding of this name, that he's the shelter of these three worlds in the material world, what to speak of the spiritual world. Everything is under his shelter. Now people may doubt that. They may say, well, Krishna, he was just a little boy crawling on his mother's lap. Just like there are some little boys here. Where are they? They're on the mother's lap. Okay. Chinna Balakam. Little boy. Huh? So, okay, you can sit down again now. So you may say he's completely dependent on his mother, so how can we say we're dependent on him? Doesn't seem to make sense. Well, that's Krishna. Everything's within him, and yet all the worlds are within him. Still, he enters into the world and appears to mundane vision to be just part of this world. But then you remember that Krishna, one time on the lap of his mother, she told, now open your mouth. Your friend said you're eating dirt and you deny. So one of you is lying. Let's see who's lying. You open your mouth, then we'll get the evidence. And she saw within his mouth all the universes. So all the universes are within him. And yet he's within the universe. Doesn't seem to make sense. It doesn't make sense to our mundane understanding. That's Krishna. Everything's within him, yet he enters into everything. It's impossible to understand materially. Everything is within him, yet he is within everything. Sometimes people ask, "Is God is everywhere. Is he in this pen? Yeah. Is he in your pocket?" In one sense, yeah. That doesn't mean that you can just pull him out of your pocket. He's independent also. Those who have the eyes of love, they can see him everywhere. So we're discussing this Vishnu Sahasranam to discuss the qualities. I'm going a bit off topic here about how he's entered into everything. There are so many names. They're all related. They're all the same person. It's not that there's difference. He's the shelter of everything. He enters into everything. He's the most beautiful. He's the most powerful. He plays his flute. You may say, well, these are all different people. No, it's all one person. And that one person is the one to whom we should all take shelter. That's the whole of this process that we're doing. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, hearing and chanting about Krishna. It's all aimed at taking shelter of him. Sharanagati. He wants to give us shelter, but we have to be willing to take shelter of him. And then when we enter that shelter, when we simply recognize that among all the millions, trillions, zillions, quadzillions, whatever, how many living beings there are, Krishna is waiting for me to turn to him. Krishna wants me to come to him. And then we feel fully satisfied in his shelter. Bhavantame vanu charan nirantara prashanta nishesha manoratantaha kadaham aikantika nitya kinkara praharshi ishami sanata jivita. This is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada would quote it also from Yamunacharya, one of the great acharyas in the line of Sharanagati. Ramanuja, one of the gurus of Sri Ramanuja Acharya, who wrote in his Stotra Ratna about taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When will that day come, he says, when I will be recognized as your Anuchara? Means servant, one who follows behind. Always, eternal servant. Then we'll get shelter. From what? Well, one thing we'll get shelter from is the the somersaults and the gymnastics of our stupid minds. We become very peaceful. Instead of thinking, let me do this, let me do that, let me go here, let me go there. Simply sheltered in Krishna, in his service. Then again he says, Kadahamai Kantika Nitya Kinkara, practically the same as the first line, repeating. Then he says, not just prashanta, I'll be fully peaceful, but fully joyful, paharshisham, because I'll be living as sanata, recognizing that I have my master. I have my master, he's looking after me, instead of foolishly trying to be independent. So, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, I'll finish that for today. Loka Trayashraya Kijai.